International news now, and the EU declared today that it continues to engage intensively with the United States on a trade deal and believes such a negotiated outcome is within reach. At the same time, member states this morning approved €93 billion of tariffs which will be imposed on US goods should the talks collapse. To find out what's going on, we're joined by the Brussels correspondent of the Business Post, Sarah Collins. Sarah, if we take the EU counter-tariffs first, what US goods are going to be hit and how easy was it to reach consensus?
So the list was agreed almost unanimously. Only Hungary voted against. It's the same process that we had a couple of months ago when they agreed a smaller list. This is much bigger. It's much more consequential. They are targeting US goods, including Boeing aircraft. There's blue jeans on that list. There's also medical devices. There's bourbon, a range of products that the EU sees as kind of sensitive and strategic. They want to make sure they kind of hit the US where it hurts. That the list was never expected to be controversial. There were some items that had been taken off in the run-up to the list, lobbying by a few member states, including Ireland, but it went through fairly easily and fairly quickly this morning in a vote.
And how did Ireland's lobbying campaign work? And did we get stuff removed from that list which could cause us problems?
The Taoiseach has said that €2.4 billion worth of sensitive products for Ireland were removed from the original list. So that now the exposure is somewhere around 10 billion. So obviously aircraft was a big thing. It's still on there. Medical devices, still on there. But the Irish lobbying effort did pay dividends on agri-food. They got purebred horses off, sugar, some chocolate products, but not chocolate crumb, I understand, which was one of the sensitive products that is imported from the US and used to make chocolate bars in Ireland.
I mean, broadening the conversation just for a moment, this week's 15% tariff rate struck between the US and Japan has led to some speculation that that's where the EU-US deal could land. What are you hearing?
Yeah, that seems to be the lay of the land at the moment. Diplomats were briefed in a closed-door meeting this week after the EU Trade Commissioner Maros Šefčovič had a call with his US counterpart Howard Lutnick. The US looks like it's looking for a 15% sort of baseline tariff. So at the moment, it's 10%. But the EU is hoping that that might include tariffs that already exist and predate Trump. If that's the case, that might not be as bad as the 15% sounds. Apologies, I'm being flown over by aircraft. It might not be as bad as it sounds.
Yeah.
But it all depends on what the EU is trying to get is a number of exemptions for sensitive sectors like aircraft, like alcohol, potentially cars. But I'm hearing that cars is where it looks like it could make or break.
Brussels correspondent for the Business Post, Sarah Collins, thank you very much for joining us.